USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The grand jury hearing evidence on Donald Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election has wrapped up its meeting for today. That grand jury met for more than 4 hours in Washington, D.C. They have voted to indict the former president. The alleged Gilgo Beach murder suspect is scheduled to appear in court again on September 27th after today's appearance.
Suffolk County D.A. Ray Tierney spoke to reporters outside the Long Island courthouse where multiple murder suspect Rex Huerman appeared for a pretrial hearing. He said subsequent to Huerman's arraignment, information will be provided on a rolling basis.
This is a 13-year case, so as you saw, we have a great deal of information, evidence, photographs, reports to provide to the defense counsel. We've begun that process.
Huerman is being held without bail after pleading not guilty to charges connected to the murders of three women whose bodies were found in the area of Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. Liz Warner, New York.
New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver has died. The 71-year-old was hospitalized yesterday while serving as acting governor. Governor Phil Murphy's been on vacation in Italy with his family. She was taken to Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, where she passed away. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis invited Vice President Kamala Harris to Florida to set the record straight over the African-American curriculum controversy.
Now seeing this Kamala Harris lie exposed about Florida's high school curriculum, she tried to demagogue something that had been done by a lot of black history scholars consistent with Florida law.
Harris, speaking in Orlando today, declined the invitation. More high temperatures are in store for millions of people in the southern U.S. this week. Feels like temperatures could reach triple digits. Meanwhile, portions of the southwest are seeing the heat temporarily ease a bit. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A new poll shows President Biden and former President Trump tied in a 2024 general election rematch. The New York Times Siena College poll shows both candidates receiving 43% of support from registered voters if the election were held today. The survey also found 54% of voters disapprove of Biden and 55% disapprove of Trump. New Labor Department data reveals the job turnover in the United States has hit a 2-year low, indicating a cooling off of the labor market compared to pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% in May to 2.4% in June, showing a decline in the Great Resignation that affected businesses earlier this year. A special tree in Nevada is in the path of danger.
The largest Joshua tree in Nevada is in the path of the raging York Fire, roughly 75 miles due south of Las Vegas, Nevada. Called the Monument Tree, it is the third largest Joshua tree in the world, with a trunk 87 inches around and branches that span 28 feet. The Nevada Division of Forestry believes the Monument Tree is 700 to 800 years old. The fire has already burned some of the Joshua tree forest in California's Mojave National Preserve. I'm Lance Pry.
Northwestern University is hiring former U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch to take a close look at how the Illinois school handled hazing allegations. She's expected to make her findings public after examining the university's accountability. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.